Here's the official notification. Air quality map at Mosaic Stadium is 114, 117 and 120 as of 7:30 p.m. Better but still well over the maximum scale. Air quality continues to improve but has not yet reached a level considered safe for play. As a result, the start of the game remains delayed. We will provide an update as soon as a kickoff time is confirmed. pic.twitter.com/1hodic88 Saskatchewan Roughriders, at SSK Roughriders, July 12, 2025. As per Justin Dunk on the pregame show, there's now an indefinite delay. Players will take the field and see how things feel, and the game will potentially start after a 30-minute warm-up after that point. Kickoff will be after 8 p.m. at the earliest. Word just now of another potential delay. More to come soon. About 10 minutes to warm-ups and air quality levels are 126, 122 and 118 at Mosaic Stadium, all well over the 100-point scale maximum. Guess we'll see how things turn out pretty quick. TSN and former Regina Global reporter Claire Hanna gives us a look at Mosaic Stadium from about half an hour ago. Doesn't look too bad. CFL teams usually come onto the field roughly an hour before kickoff for team warm-ups. Being told that the hashtag Riders won't start warm-ups on the field until 7:10 p.m. to minimize time outdoors, kickoff is currently 7:45 p.m. local. Doing activations in their locker room instead. Hashtag CFLpic.twitter.com/August9-1JB Claire Hanna, at Klana. July 12, 2025. Outside of the smoke, it's going to be another nice night for football, with the temperature around 16°C at kickoff time with winds 20 km/h gusting to 40 km/h out of the west, diminishing to 15 km/h out of the southwest as the evening progresses. It's hoped that bit of wind will be enough to clear the air and get things to a manageable level by 7:45 p.m. The official delay announcement. Per the CFL policy, the CFL and the Saskatchewan Roughriders have been monitoring the air quality in and around Mosaic Stadium ahead of tonight's game against the Calgary Stampeders. With that, tonight's kickoff is now scheduled for 7:45 p.m. pic.twitter.com/l34zqxjt8c Saskatchewan Roughriders, at SSK Roughriders, July 11, 2025. And we have a delay. Kickoff will now be at 7:45 p.m., with players taking field for warm-ups at 7:10 p.m. Players are taking the field for initial warm-ups, so no delays as of yet. Air quality continues to deteriorate in Regina. As of 5 p.m., particulate matter readings at Mosaic Stadium are over 150 across the board, well beyond the highest level of the scale at 100, and Environment Canada has revised their Friday night air quality forecast to 10+, very high risk. Again, under league regulations, if the Air Quality Health Index reaches 8 or above using Environment Canada metrics during warm-ups or the game, the air quality procedure will take effect and the game will be automatically stopped and teams sent to their dressing room. As a result, there's an increasing chance the start of tonight's game may be delayed unless conditions improve. The Stampeders' depth chart. Vernon Adams Jr. is off to a great start as the Stamps' quarterback and has 1,025 yards of passing through their first four games. Slotback Jalen Philpott has been his favorite target with 12 catches on 23 attempts for 224 yards. Running back Dedrick Mills has 311 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns. Linebacker Jacob Roberts leads the defense with 24 tackles. Cornerback Adrian Green has a pair of interceptions, including a pick six. The Rough Riders' depth chart. The biggest change, of course, is Trevor Harris returning at quarterback. Kadeem Carey slots in as the backup to A.J. Willette at running back with Thomas Bertrand Houdin Silda lined with injury. Zach Fry gets the start at left guard in place of Trevon Tate and Antoine Brooks Jr. is in at cornerback in place of Tavon Campbell. It's week 6 of the Canadian Football League season and we have a first place showdown as the Saskatchewan Roughriders take on the Calgary Stampeders at Mosaic Stadium in Regina. Saskatchewan is off to a perfect 4-0 start and are coming off a bye week, while the Stampeders are also off to a great start and hold a 3-1 record. As their records indicate, they're 1-2 at the top of the East Division standings, and also the consensus 1-2 at the top of the most recent edition of the CFL Power Rankings. Now to the coughing elephant in the room, Regina is currently under an air quality warning, with the most recent hourly particulate matter observations as of 3:30 p.m. showing 100+ readings at Mosaic Stadium. That's beyond the highest end of the scale, meaning the CFL might have a decision to make as game time gets closer. Forecasts for the remainder of the day Friday see Environment Canada reading at 10, high risk, and falling a single point to 9, high risk, in the evening. Under league regulations, if the Air Quality Health Index reaches 8 or above using Environment Canada metrics during warm-ups or the game, the air quality procedure will take effect and the game will be automatically stopped and teams sent to their dressing room. It's a similar situation to the preseason game against Winnipeg back on May 30, when air quality conditions were in the 10+ range most of the day before clearing in the evening, leading to the game start being pushed to 8 p.m., The 620 CKRM Co-Operators Rider Broadcast Network pregame show with Tegan Whitco, Justin Dunk, and Wes Cates begins at 4 p.m. and will have updates closer to game time. Dave Thomas and Luke Mullender have the game call at 7 p.m.